So we're talking today about mom and mom's what amazing artistic endeavors and how it was that we grew up with that, right?
Right.
I would say one of my earliest memories is just how mom's crafts, the mouse dolls that were felt dolls, very simple, but that she had somehow crafted from a design, sort of took over our lives from early childhood until I think I was a teenager. And we went to the craft show out where near where we live, the Harper's Ferry craft show.
Mountain Heritage Craft Show. Right.
Mom was so popular, and it was the 70s, that people would crowd 4 and 5 people deep around her booth. And it would get so hot that I remember mom would send me under the table and tell me to lie on the ground because a breeze could come through people's ankles.
Right. Mom was worried about Beverly having heat stroke.
Which I did. We passed out numbers when people were waiting outside in line. And so you had a number and you would get called to mom's booth.
And you were allowed to buy one doll. Because people would come in and wipe out her inventory.
And it was our father who had the idea of having a big Whitman sampler. And so he would go through the line and pass out people's numbers and give them candy and try and keep everybody calm because people got hot under the collar when they were, you know, and you could only have 2 or 3 people at mom's table deciding because they might want the same doll. And more than once, mom had to referee people.
And what they looked like, they started out shorter. They grew a little over the years, but they were about 6 inches high. They were a felt stuffed doll to look like a mouse standing up. And it had always had a white mob cap with this tiny, perfect little satin bow at the back that she tied.
Somehow, because she had big, kind of chunky fingers, but she'd make
she could
these
do these incredible little tiny miniature crafts. And then it would have this little wool dress with a white collar and a white felt apron, and the white felt apron always had this little minute pocket that was holding a tiny little pair of scissors or this little tiny gold safety pin. And in these little felt arms, she put a million props.
Yes.
And that was, I think, the part she enjoyed the most,
was the best
making
part.
The props. And before a show, it would take her all year
yes.
to make several hundred of them. And then she'd sell out in 3 days. And before every craft show, she would get every blessed one of them out to look at them. And you'd have swarms, you'd have armies of these mobbed cap dolls when you were a little kid marching over the dining room table or the buffet or on the top of
yes,
the piano.
And the freezer.
And the freezer, at one point, we were so hard-pressed for space, storage, that she
defrosted
our downstairs full-size freezer, emptied it out, and we stored dolls in it. And it was so freaky to open the door and think you were going to get ice cream and see something like 75 dolls staring at you.
And I have to say, the other thing about mom that was fascinating was how she took this whole doll set thing and the craft shows, and it was became such an integral part of our life because, mm-hmm. like, I had...
It was a lifestyle.
It was. And we were show kids. It was great. We get to go out.
They so had, much like, fun. You know, we would walk around, and we would find the other really popular crafters that had people standing around. And a
yes,
mom...
Yes, it was like being the child of a rock star.
It was.
But at a craft show.
There was craft show rock star
status. And we had it. But mom taught us a lot of things through the craft shows. Like, we learned how to make change. Amy was not about math, so Amy was not allowed to make change and handle money.
She packed a lot of dolls and was nice to people.
And
that was my job.
Even though I was 4 years younger, I got to handle the money and make the change and do the math because that wasn't Amy's thing. And it was amazing. And she taught us all about customer service.
And
patience and just putting on this delightful demeanor of warm and welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful.
Anyway, thanks for listening to us.
And letting us share this.
And honor our mother and her fearless creativity.
So look for Ellen Voss. It's spelled
E-L-L-Y-N because it was short for Llewellyn. Ellen Voss dolls.
And the Mouse House. People knew it as the Mouse House or the Mouse Lady. And our father, because he was a graphic designer, graphic artist, he painted a sign that said the Mouse House. And I got that from mom and dad's house. And so that is over my inside front door. So I have the Mouse House in my house now.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. Ellen Voss dolls rock on.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.